I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So, Mel Gibson. Oh, I feel like I need to say a prayer before I read the story.
So Italian.
Jill, I told you, you're not making fun of the religion.
I'm a good Catholic girl.
No, you see the guilt. See what they
it
do
is.
To you?
Well, because to me, this is blasphemous, and I don't want to do this story, but you do.
It's a story.
Satanism people are making me.
Doing the story isn't a bad.
Let me
it's
ask
Mel
both
Gibson.
You,
I don't recall reading "Thou shalt not read the news."
But let me ask both of you real fast, though. Did either of you actually see the movie Passion of the Christ?
Yes, I watched it in the theater.
Did you? Me too. I thought it was awesome.
I thought it was bloody, but it was
very bloody.
Powerful.
Okay, good. Oh, see? Oh, I kind of want to hug you right now. Okay, good. So,
did you see a violent religious movie?
No, it was really, really good. It was really well made. It was a little gory, but it was awesome. Even if you don't believe in the Bible and you think the Bible is completely fake and it's just a story that somebody made up, you'd probably watch the movie and say, wow.
I mean,
that's
I thought
insane.
The Ten Commandments was better, but.
Well, yeah, but this was good. So
is
now,
that the one with the old one, you mean?
Yeah,
the old one.
With
Charlton Heston?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you ever see the blooper in there?
What blooper?
When he parts the sea in the background, it's his
his
Corvette parked in the parking lot of the studio.
Oopsie. Well, Mel Gibson now wants to come out with a Passion of the Christ sequel.
Didn't I could have sworn the end of the first one he.
Well, he's resurrected at the end of the first one. Remember, he stands up and he's got the hole in his hand, and the rock has moved.
So this is just what happens after that?
Yeah. So this is starting at the resurrection, going into the 10 books after that. Apparently.
Do we have the trailer?
Do you get a book every month unless you and then return them if you don't want them? What
that's
is
that's him, not me. Strike the lightning that way. Not at me. We're real close together, but push it towards the back of the room.
So what is it called?
It's called Passion of the Christ Resurrection.
2 Electric Boogaloo.
Coming soon, Jesus is back, and this time, he's mad. It's the Revenge of the Christ.
Oh. Where is Pontius Pilate? Because I've got a score to settle.
He's walking on water and stomping his enemies.
Come here, Pilate. You're gonna pay for what you did to me. I'm about to turn the water red with your blood.
This Christmas, don't mess with Jesus.
There's an 11th commandment. Thou shalt feel my fists.
It's the Revenge of the Christ, coming soon.
Rick Stacy. We'll be right back.